Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's going on? It's Kevin from Metal Shop. Right now I'm talking with Miss May I vocalist Levi Benton. They're going to be playing at El Corazon this coming Thursday with All That Remains and Varials. Tickets are on sale now. They have a brand new single called Unconquered. It's their first single in 5 years. How's it going, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, man. Thanks for having us. It's been awesome. This is our first tour back since everything, so it feels good to be back out.
Absolutely, man. So, are you playing Spokane tonight?
Yes. Oh, no. We are in Boise. Sorry.
Boise, Idaho. Right on, man. So, making your way across the United States, we're going to see you here on April 14th at El Corazon again this Thursday. How have things been like for you, getting back on the road? Has it been pretty amazing for you?
It's been awesome. The first 2 days, it was funny because it felt super surreal because everything was so back to normal. But it's been so awesome because it feels like nothing skipped a beat. Just right back to normal. Honestly, it feels better than ever. The fans, the crowd, the songs, everyone's performances through all the bands. Everyone's like charisma. It's like, I think this like break and everything being back has been the best for everybody.
Awesome, man. Well, it's kind of like a joyous thing. Like, I remember my first show back, not as a musician, but my first show back, I went from just being in the house and not doing anything, or just kind of, recording and, being in solitary confinement almost to going to see Black Dahlia Murder at a sold out show. And it was just like, it was kind of sensory overload at first, but then.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, as far as like during, the time where you couldn't tour and your kind of life was put on pause as far as your touring normal life, how'd you guys stay busy?
So we all did our own like thing. So some of us, our guitar player Dustin produces, Jared and Ryan, like everyone got into their own things. For me personally, I was actually remodeling the house for my family and I before the pandemic started. And then when that happened, it sort of just gave us some more time to work on that project. So I was already sort of busy, and we were actually about to take a break because I had a baby on the way. And then come to find out through the pandemic, our guitar player had a baby as well. So it's like we were going to take breaks anyway. So it's sort of we kept busy with just home things, and we were anticipating being home for this. So just the universe sort of just brought it full circle and made it happen.
So it was like Miss May I dad mode.
Sorta. It's great. Yeah, we have there's a toddler on tour with us right now. So I was just on the call earlier, and there was some sippy cups on the tour bus, and I was just like, yeah, the tour bus has changed. since we started touring.
I can imagine. So, you know, what do they think of Dad's weird music?
Oh, man, she loves it. She thinks it is the coolest.
That's awesome.
Like, she's always like, yeah, let me listen to it and, like, yell. She's like, do it. She always wants me to, like, yell, like, scream.
It doesn't scare him?
She thinks it's awesome.
That's so cool. That's awesome, man. So it sounds like you kind of were able to stay, you know, sane by, you know, staying busy and doing the family thing and remodeling and stuff. But, you know, if you were having a crappy day, if you're having a crappy day, what's an album that you can reach for personally, Levi, that you will bring you back to a good space, whether it's a metal album, a pop album, a hip hop album, just something you can put back in your headset that'll put you in a good space?
Oh, I really like Circus Survive, anything from Circus Survive or Minus the Bear. Also, those are like my two go-to stressed out bands. I like Junitra, and then Omnri, I think is how you would pronounce the name of the Minus the Bear album. Two albums.
Minus the Bear is a great band, and obviously those guys come from kind of the metal background with members like Botch and These Arms Are Snakes, so got a lot.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, man. So, you're back on the road. You guys have this first new single. I have to ask the journalistic thing. Is there anything you can tell us about other new music? Is there anything you can tell us, or do we have to kind of wait?
I can just say that there's new music coming.
Cool.
So there's not even just new music, but like a lot of stuff. So I know we've had this few years off, but like I said, it was the end of an album cycle, so we were already in creation mode, and we had a delay because the world stopped, so we had even more time to be creative. So there's actually like a lot for this album, which is really exciting. So there's a lot of cool songs and a lot of cool just new stuff coming for Miss May I. But that's all I can say.
Okay, right on, man. Well, was that stuff that you worked on remotely, or did you guys all get together and do that during?
Remotely. But the cool thing was, well, I guess I take that back. Remotely, and we also got together, which we never really get to do. We got together a couple times, and we also got to go to the studio twice while we were doing the songs because we had so much time. So we actually, since we knew the world would stop, we finished the album. And we're like, well, you know what? Let's listen to it for months instead of a couple days.
Yeah.
With notes. Let's listen to it for months and then add notes. And then we all had it for months and then made obviously a ton of notes over the months. And then went back and really got to refine it. And I can't even believe how it came out. So I'm happy we even had that opportunity.
That's awesome, man. Well, you got a little, you were able to sit with it a little bit more and kind of just sit and see if it was the way you wanted it, right?
Yeah, because it's always just been tour. So it's like, because that's how we survive. Mm-hmm. So you don't really have time to be like, actually, let me go back for a month. It's like you can't stop and move all the tours just because that song needs a little bit more time. You have to just be like, press it. That's it. That's what's coming out.
So you guys are from Ohio, you know, that's where you call home. So do you currently live in Ohio?
Yeah, well, I live in Newport, Kentucky, so Cincinnati. Okay. It's like a couple blocks over. Yeah.
Okay, right on, man. Well, as far as that area, what are some bands that you grew up seeing? What were some bands that were really kind of formative for you?
Oh, so our local scene was really cool. It was we grew up with like the Devil's Prada, like in when our local shows before we were all signed, like our shows that we played in basements were like us, Attack, Wool of Tyrants, Deborah's Broad, and like there's even shows with 21 Pilots. Like there's all those bands were all local bands. Yeah. When we were all kids growing up. And now all the bands, like it's crazy.
Yeah.
To see where everyone went. But yeah, those are some bands I grew up going to. Prada was the main one because they were the first one that really came out. And Hawthorne Heights, they were like in Ohio. They were from local to obviously like arenas like overnight. And that was really cool to watch. So
that's got
growing up because that was like right when the scene came out and they said Ohio in the song. You're like, oh, my God, people care about us. This is awesome.
I realize it'd be kind of difficult now, but, you know, just watching the Kanye West documentary about, you know, his rise and they started documenting him early on, I would have loved to see, you know, a documentary about all you guys, you bands coming from those basement shows, and then,
oh my gosh,
that needed to be documented.
I know. I really hope. I've heard. I don't quote me on this, but I've heard there have been some filmmakers prying around and calling people. So I know there is something. I don't know what it is or how credible, but I know there has been some. Like, and this has been over the past few years, but I hope so, because it really was like a phenomenon, and that was like, it was so innocent because nothing was monetized, so it was like a phenomenon that no one, wasn't about making money. It was just like, oh my gosh, we posted a bulletin on MySpace and 500 people came to the show. This is crazy. What's happening?
Dude, absolutely.
And we're like, we're 15. Like, I'm a junior in high school. You're like, what's going on?
And then before you know it, your t-shirt's in Hot Topic, and then you're on Warped Tour, and then, you know, it's crazy. So
it's crazy. It's wild. And like I said, it was just such an innocent time, because that's before YouTubers, Instagram, everybody being all flashy. It was just about like playing with your friends and having big shows. Like, it was fun.
So, you know, you having the time aside from, you know, touring and stuff, and you were talking about like kind of how back in the day it was kind of innocent and you just post a bulletin on MySpace and there was no like kind of monetization and stuff. These days, you know, there is such a, like, you know, you got to post seven Instagrams, you got to grind, you got to be a quote unquote content creator aside from being an artist, aside from being a business person. Does it ever get overwhelming to you? And do you ever just like have to take personal time for yourself?
1,000,000% all the time. Like, there's so many months and months gaps on our socials because not just me, it's like everyone in the band. It's just it's too much. It's overwhelming, and it doesn't stop. It gets crazier, I feel like, every day. So we actually, this is our first album ever that we have like a social team, because I'm just like, it's crazy. Because but back in the day when it was just two of them, with our laser focus, well, honestly, it was just one. Like, we were a MySpace band, that's how we got signed. Like, we made everyone's attention for MySpace, but because we were good at it and could focus. But then then Facebook came out, and even then, I remember that being stressful, being like, man, there's only two. And now it's like 12. And I'm like, no way. Where do you even start? Like, it's crazy. But yeah, and we were like the first band on our label to get 1,000,000 people on Facebook. And back then, when you didn't have to pay to post stuff, You would just sell so many tickets and get the music out there and get so many views because you posted it and all your actual fans looked at it. But now those companies like want money for your posts, and there's algorithms. And none of that existed. It was like, you post at prime time because everyone's on and everyone sees it, and that's how it works. It's so simple.
I'm going to put this out there into the ether. I'm just going to put this idea out there. I have no way of making this happen. I want to see a MySpace tour where it's eight bands, and it's got to be eight because of the top eight idea, and it's called the Top Eight Tour, and it's all bands that started, that got their rise on MySpace and are killing it now. That would be so, that would be like a fest.
Yeah.
The Top Eight Festival.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. And you just do it for each genre, top eight pop punk, top eight metal.
Who would it be? The top eight in your genre that started on MySpace. Of course, you guys, probably Devil Wears Prada, Suicide Silence.
Oh. Yeah, Parkway Drive.
Whitechapel.
Whitechapel. Bring Me the Horizon, even though they're like top 40 and ginormous now.
Yep.
Who else? Even, I don't know. I guess that would be, because the other ones have fizzled and made other big bands.
That's true.
Because like they've turned into Black Veil Brides or Beartooth or other bands.
Data Remember, stuff like that, yeah.
Data Remember, yes. Remember.
Let's do it, man. All right. We just need a sponsor, and we'll get it going. Okay.
Sponsored by Tom, dude. Tom from MySpace. Come on.
Tom, we need your money. We know you're out there living your best life, just traveling and enjoying life and disconnecting from this ridiculous world. And Tom had the best, you know, he really did have it the best. He was friends with everyone. And then he made that bag, and then I think he's just traveling.
Yep, he's a photographer, just peaced out.
He won, dude. Tom won.
He did win.
Dude.
Yep.
Amazing.
Didn't piss anyone off, he just left.
Yes, dude. He totally beat Zuckerberg. So we see all of these celebrity boxing matches between the Jake Pauls and stuff like that. I want to see Tom versus Zuckerberg.
That would be great.
Amazing. Okay, so as far as you know, anyone inspired by, you know, to be a vocalist, to start a band, what is something you have to do every day as far as like a daily ritual? Do you try to keep your pre-show talking to a minimum, or you drink a specific tea, or is anything you do?
I don't eat before 4 hours before I play. That okay. sucks. That's a hard, and I run every day. I have to run every day. I'm on a streak right now.
Nice.
Yeah, I even ran through COVID. I was sick and I couldn't break my streak.
Damn.
Yeah,
dude.
I've been hardcore on this one.
Nice, dude.
I'm at 239, I think, today, or 240. One of those two.
Nice, dude. Right on, man. Yeah. Well, again, you know, I'm not going to take up all your time today. We have, I just want to mention again, Thursday, April 14th at El Corazon with All That Remains and Varials. Tickets are on sale now. That's this coming Thursday. When you hear this, you should just go get your tickets and make sure you see this. And you can rate his cardio on stage on a scale of 1 to 10 and then make him your top 8.
I will bring it.
Yes. Two more questions for you, man. What is the last time you personally moshed?
Oh, man. Probably in 2011 or 12.
Okay.
It was with my mom.
Yes.
At Marilyn Manson.
Nice.
My mom, so if anyone could do research on any like Levi interviews, but my mom is way more metal and hardcore than I am. She's like a linebacker covering tattoos and purple hair. She's a badass.
Yeah.
And she is like, I took her to a secret Marilyn Manson show, which was already a special opportunity. And then she pulled me into the pit. And I was like, I don't do this. I only make the pits. I don't go into the pits.
Yes. Okay. That is awesome, though. That's a great story. The Marilyn Manson mosh pit. Okay. And now, today, 2022, what is one band, whether it's a reunion or seeing for the first time, that would bring you out of mosh retirement?
Out of mosh retirement. Probably there's this old band off Rise Records. It's an old death metal band. If you guys want to check them out, they're called At the Throne of Judgment. Mm-hmm. They only released one album. That band.
Nice.
For sure. And if anybody wants to look up a band where Miss May got a lot of influence from and nobody really gives them any credit, check out the band At the Throne of Judgment. It'll blow your mind.
All right. Nice, dude. We'll be like, hey, I remember that riff from Miss May. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so last question for you. Pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got the scar.
The scar under my lip, my bottom lip, is I bit my lip off when I was like 5 years old. It was like hanging and I had like sit to back and plastic surgery. My bike tire went through the drain grate on the street, and so my bike stopped and I bit the curb and bit my lip off.
Dude, you got curb stomped. That's gnarly.
I curb stomped myself.
Dude, that sounds nasty, but you got the scar to prove it. You got the story.
That's right.
Again, the 14th, April 14th at El Corazon with All That Remains and Varials. Levi, thank you so much for taking the time. Do you have any final words for the Northwest audience before you see us on Thursday?
No, I'm excited to see you guys. The show we're bringing is awesome. It's definitely worth the wait. Check out the new song, Unconquered, and I'll see you guys soon.
Right on. Dude, Levi, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.